just to share a little section of God's Word to encourage us, to comfort us. It's found in Psalms, in Psalm 40. I want to read Psalm 40, the opening 10 verses of Psalm 40, from the regular Bible that we read from here in the life of our church. And I'm going to read the same verses a little while after that from a very different translation, but I want to speak words of hope into our hearts. It says, "My help and my deliverer. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." Psalm 40 is a psalm that speaks to us of the deliverance of God. It speaks to us of God meeting us right at the point of our need. And that particular verse, verse 8, is really a verse, 7 and 8, a verse that looks to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has come to do all that was written of him in the Word of God, in truth, in his whole life, to delight to do the will of God. And what was the will of God? But to reconcile man to himself through Jesus. To give to you, to give to me, not just life in all its fullness, but eternal life in all its fullness. Love that can sustain us. Hope that can inspire us. And the reality of an eternal life long after this life here on earth is over. Psalm 40 is a fascinating little psalm because it's been sung by literally hundreds of thousands. Now, not only in churches. If you're familiar with the band U2, you will know that one of the tracks from one of their albums is entitled 40. It's actually Psalm 40. That's what it is. And Bono, of course, greatly influenced by the Word of God, took Psalm 40 and made that an anthem of praise, an anthem of thanksgiving. And literally at the concerts, you'll have hundreds of thousands of people singing Psalm 40. Some of them with no idea, many of them with no idea of what Psalm 40 is all about. And yet the reality of the writer of Psalm 40 is that he wanted everyone to know what God has done. And there's a real sense in which that's also Bono's desire, that they might know what God has done. I want to read another translation of those same verses. This year in October, a man called Eugene Peterson died. Eugene Peterson was an incredible writer, an incredible thinker, a very faithful local church minister in the States, and a lecturer in one of the colleges, and someone who spent his time writing the whole of the New Testament and great screeds of the Old Testament. And he went to the original Greek and he went to the original Hebrew and he wanted to find what that would sound like in today's language. There's an incredible little video you can watch of Bono and Eugene Peterson two of the most unlikely people. Bono, front man of U2, global phenomenon. Eugene Peterson, quiet, academic, faithful pastor, serving a small church. And Bono fell in love with Eugene Peterson's writings, and he wanted to meet the man. When Eugene Peterson was asked would he make time in his diary to meet Bono, he said, "Who's Bono?" He had no idea. And then he discovered who Bono was, and then they met. But they met not as the great singer and the great author. They met as friends. And they started to talk about the revelation of God. They started to talk about the Psalms. One of the reasons why Psalm 40 very much featured in that particular album. From 2002 all the way through to his death this year, Eugene Peterson's death this year, they remain great friends. And Psalm 40, as Eugene Peterson writes it, reads like this: I waited and waited and waited for God. If you know the Bible, Psalm 37, 38, and 39 teaches about waiting for God. At last he looked. Finally he listened. He lifted me out of the ditch, pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. He taught me how to sing the latest God song, a praise song to our God. More and more people are seeing this. They enter the mystery, abandoning themselves to God. Blessed are you who give yourselves over to God. Turn your back on the world's sure thing. Ignore what the world worships. The world's a huge stockpile of God wonders and God thoughts. Nothing and no one comes close to you. I start talking about you, telling what I know, and quickly run out of words. Neither numbers nor words account for you. Doing something for you, bringing something to you, that's not what you're after. Being religious, acting pious, that's not what you're asking for. You've opened my ears so I can listen. So answered, I'm coming. I read in your letter what you wrote about me, and I'm coming to the party you're throwing for me. That's when God's word entered my life, became part of my very being. Psalm 40 speaks to us in the midst of the reality of death. Psalm 40 speaks to us in the midst of the reality of the hard things of life, of a God who is for us and not against us, of a God who makes himself known to us, of a God who has gone to the most incredible length to reconcile people like you and me to himself. And I want to encourage your hearts in an evening when we need God's comfort to recognize the action of God towards us in the light of what the psalmist has said. He said that God turned towards him. God listened to him. God lifted him up out of the pit. God set his feet upon a rock, gave him a sure footing. God put a new song in his heart. And he goes on to say, blessed are all who put their trust in God. Why can we have comfort at Christmas? Because in truth, at Christmas, this psalm finds its fulfillment. Jesus comes to do the will of God. And in the coming of Christ at Christmas, we realize the love of God towards us. We realize the heart of God towards each one of us. We realize that what he wants to do is reconcile us to himself, not just for a moment, but for all eternity. And I don't know what the particular pit you can find yourself in. It can be the pit of sin. It's always a starting point for every one of us. But it can be the pit of despair. It can be the pit of mourning. It can be the pit of depression. It can be the pit of rejection. It can be any manner of things. But the reality of who God is, God turns towards us. God listens to us. God lifts us up. God and God alone is able to put our feet on solid ground. And God alone is able to put a new song in our heart. And he does all of that in Christ. God in Christ turns towards us. God in Christ hears our cry. God in Christ lifts us up. God in Christ puts our feet on a solid ground. God in Christ puts a new song in our hearts. You know, the reality of those who die in Christ is the reality of those who sing the new song. Songs for the glory of God, at the wonder of his love, at his reconciling heart, at his desire, to put us in a right relationship with himself. Blessed are all who put their trust in Christ. And that's the message of hope. That we might be truly blessed because our trust would be in Christ. Blessed are you, blessed am I, when we put our trust in Christ. Blessed are you, blessed am I, when we realize the design of God in Christ is to lift us up and to make us sons and daughters of the living God. And I don't know if you are a person of faith, a person who worships God or not. I know many of you are, but I want to exhort you, I want to encourage you to put your trust in the goodness of God, to put your trust in the love of God, to put your trust in the grace and mercy of God, to put your trust in the revelation of who God is in Jesus, and to allow him to lift you up and to put a new song in your heart. Many of us, of course, as we remember loved ones, it's often a song that we sang together or we danced together to or meant something between us that brings back the memories. And God places a new song of praise in our hearts when we understand that we don't need to be afraid, but that we can see and we can live in the light of who he is. And by trust in him, we can know that this is not for a moment, but this is for all eternity. And I want to encourage our hearts, and I want to exhort us to put our trust in him. We're going to sing a couple of songs of praise in closing. And after that, I'll simply pronounce a blessing. There'll be a chance just to be still for a little while. And after that, some tea and coffee and some refreshments, an opportunity to share with one another. Let's